Hello, and thanks for your call to the Daily Inspiration Line. This is Brother Jeff Chapman down in Tennessee, and thanking God for the eternal riches of God's Word and the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'd like you to turn with me in the book of Mark, and we're going to look at the chapter 9. What we're going to look at is the offending members and the reality of hell. Verse 9:43, Mark. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life, halt into life, than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith shall ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. If your hand offend thee, cut it off. If your foot offend thee, cut it off. If your eye offend thee, pluck it out. Look at these members of your body and the offense. And in here, the word offense generally means a sin, a stumbling, a turning away from God. God is giving us some inflammatory speech. He is giving us some hyperboles, I should say, of how serious it is. No. I'm not saying there's ever a time to really, I'm not going to say there's never a time to really cut your hand off, but I want you to know that your problem can be fixed in a meeting with God and getting a new heart and your mind renewed under the power of the Holy Ghost and God's Word. It's very serious, is what God is telling you and I. It's very serious. If something is causing you to sin, that's going to cause your soul to be lost, what God is telling you, you better get serious about dealing with your sin. I spoke to a lady today about true Christianity and the need for obedience to the teachings of Christ. And she said, well, my church doesn't teach that. We're all just sinners. And there it is. There's the summation of the going to hell lost church right there. They just want to rest on the fact that nobody's perfect. We're all sinners. And that's why Jesus died. And in essence, there's a small truth to that. But no, Christ creates a new man. Christ changes and renews and redeems your life from destruction. He that committeth sin is still of the devil. When we are born again, the committal is done away. We're not in the committing. We can fail, and we do sometimes, but we shouldn't. If we walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of your flesh. I know we'll never be sinless, but you really should sin less and less when you know the Lord Jesus. So So here he's telling you there is a serious hell, and there's a serious motivation to deal with sin and the things that make you sin. Let us take serious thought of what Jesus is telling us. It would be better to literally do that than to suffer eternal hell. You don't want to go to the resurrection of the damned. But the real problem is your desire. And you'll be lost in sin if you don't get your desires right. And if you're lost in sin, you'll be lost in hell for eternity. And I believe it's a place, as it says, their worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. It is so hot. It is so unbearable. There's no water. There's no mercy. There's no God. There's no peace. There's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. These are some graphic verses about hell. And God wants us to fear him and to honor him and to repent. And I just want to encourage you today, whatever sin you're struggling with, be active, be aggressive, and get to the root of it and cut it off. God bless your day. I love you in Jesus' name. Thy word is truth, John 17:17.